After Pashas Toldos, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Vaimdu Yamel Aledit, her day is filled to give birth. Vinei Tomim Bevidnan. Behold, she really had twins in her stomach. What are Tomim? Tomim are twins. Who are called Tomim? The Jewish people and God. Just like Tomim, when one hurts, the other one senses it, so too the Jewish people and God. When we hurt, so to speak, God senses it. Again, we're up to Parshas Toldos, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Chafei. But, yeah.
Is that for Klal Yisrael?
I'd like to say yes, but I'm not sure. I would think that yes.
Does he feel the problem for Yisrael?
I don't know what it means. God feels it would be sensitive. I don't know what to say. So we're up to Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Hei. Vayetzei harishon admoni, the first one came out red. Kulo kaderet se'ar, he was totally covered like a wool garment. He was covered with hair. Vayikru shemo Esav, so they named him Esav, like he's the one that's asui. He's born ready made. He's got hair like an adult. V'achichen yatzah achiv, and afterwards his brother came out. V'yado chezit ba'akev Esav, and his hand was grabbing onto the heel of Esav. V'ayikra shemo Yaakov, and he called his name Yaakov. Who called him? Yitzchak Hashem. V'yitzchak ben 60 shana b'led totam. Yitzchak was 60 years old when they were born. Yes. What makes Rashi?
Why would he say? I think that all my understanding would be his father, but let's say, what implies any of towards any of what makes him towards any of?
Okay. Why did Rashi?
What indicates?
Okay. Let's leave it for now. Good question. No, let's continue. It's not a class in Rashi, so it would take a lot of introduction and explaining and rules in Tanakh. And in then, yeah.
He gives it to Pasimur. What is he saying?
Let's leave it. So the young men grew up. Vayhi Esav, Esav was. Ish, a man, Yodea Tzaid, who knew how to hunt, who connected with hunting. Ish Sadeh, a man of the field, seems to have mastered the field. The Yaakov Ish Tam, and Yaakov mastered being a whole person. Yaakov was a whole person, he was born pre-circumcised, like Michtam le David. David HaMelech was whole, David HaMelech was also born pre-circumcised, like Noach.
What do you do for a job?
Was Tamim, it was a whole, so Tam in Tanakh means circumcised. Nowadays, so first we check, because sometimes when a child seems to be born circumcised, you have to check for a few things that sometimes the doctors miss, but Mohalim can catch. And assuming that he's really born circumcised, so most children that are born circumcised are only born mostly circumcised, meaning they still have a foreskin, only it's a smaller foreskin. So then they might need a bris or they might not need a bris. Sometimes you have to cut off a little bit, and sometimes you don't have to cut off a little bit at all. That's a rarity, that a child is completely circumcised, in which case, what you do is you just touch the place with a knife and you make one drop of blood come out. It's called a tafas dam bris. Make a bracha, and you do a tafas dam bris. So Yaakov was Ish Tam. He was a whole person, Yoshev Alim, who sat in the tents of learning Torah. Yes.
Why did you say connected to?
Because Yodea Vayeda Adam et Chava Ishto. Yodea Tzai. seems to have connected with this concept of hunting. Ish could mean man of, ish could mean master of. Ish sadeh, master of the field, or man of the field. Ish tam, man who is old, or master of wholeness. I didn't say you could. What? Sorry, yeah.
What else can it mean than knowing how to
try? What does it mean? Yes, but how can you apply it over
here?
He connected with it. He connected intimately with this concept of hunting. Hashem says, "Rak etchem yadati mikol ha'amim." Only you I have known from all the nations. What does that mean? It means to connect, to bond, to know intimately. Vayehav Yitzchak et Esav, ki tzayit v'fiv. Yitzchak loved Esav, because Esav knew how to hunt him with his mouth. Esav knew how to bring him from the food he hunted, so he always had good food from Esav. And v'rivka ohevet et Yaakov. And Rivka was in a state of loving Yaakov. Now, you'll notice that the word Ahava, the shorash of Ahava, shows up many times around Yitzchak Avinu, which is a concept that needs some insight. Vayazed Yaakov Nazid. Yaakov made. He cooked something. He cooked a broth. Vayavo Esav min hasadeh. And Esav came from the field. From having murdered, from having raped, from having stolen. V'wayef, and he's tired. He's been sinning that day. He said, I don't believe in the world to come. I don't believe in God. What do I care about my rights to the firstborn? So Esav's coming from the field. He caught a girl in the field who was already married. He killed someone. He killed Nimrod and took from him the special cloak that they had, Nimrod had stolen, that was passed down all the way from Adam Arishon. So Esav had this coat that animals would just come and bow to him. That's how Nimrod got people to think he was a god. He wore that special coat that God made for Adam Arishon. And then all the animals were subservient to him, so people thought he was godly. So Esav is coming from the field and he's tired. He's had a busy day. Well, Esav kept talking to him as though he was a big, big tzaddik. Esav knew how to fool his father. Esav was excellent at kivud aveim. He'd bring him delicious food, and he'd tell him all these stories. He was able to convince him that he was learning up a storm. He'd be up until 2 o'clock in the morning playing games on Facebook, and then he'd send an email to his father and say, you know, I was learning all night in the Beis Medrash. I'm just going to bed now. Vayomer Esav et Yaakov. So Esav says to Yaakov, he's just come in from the field, he's hungry, and he says, Halitenina, please pour down, feed me, I'm going to open my mouth, you pour in mina adoma adomaze, from this red stuff you have there, that lentil soup, kayef anochi, because I'm tired, avkin kirashmo edom, that's why he was nicknamed Edom, because he asked for that red stuff. Vayomer Yaakov, so Yaakov said to him, Michach hayom et bechoatcha li. Sell to me your rights to the firstborn just like this day, with clarity. Like the day that's clear, so we should have a clear sale. Vayomer Esav, and Esav said, Hine anochi olech lamut. You know what, I'm going to die anyways. Why do I need these rights to the firstborn? What does the firstborn do? He's in service of God. Why does it help him? He dies at the end, just like the guy who isn't in service of God. What do I need this rights to the firstborn? I'm going to die just like anyone else. So you could have it. What does it give it? What does it give me? Yeah.
So when it came time for the bracha, why was Zohar if he saw it?
Let's see if we get it. Or else tomorrow night is not the same. Vayomer Yaakov. Yaakov said, Hishave ali kayom, promise me like today. I want to buy from you the firstborn rights. I want to buy from you the rights to the Maros HaMachpela. Vayishavalo, and Esav promised. Vayimkot v'chovato Yaakov. He sold his rights to the firstborn to Yaakov, and he sold his rights to the Maros HaMachpela, to that special grave that Avram Avinu bought, and they knew that there were just 1, 2, 3, 4 spots left, and Yitzchak and Rivka would get 2, and then there would be 2 left. Who would be there? So Yaakov purchased his rights, all of Esav's rights, to that burial plot.
He's still there.
The Yaakov, Natan Esav, and Yaakov was a good Jew. So he gave Esav lechem, bread, unezida dashim, and this broth of lentils. Notice here, the Torah tells us what the broth was made of. Didn't tell us beforehand. The question is, why is it of importance here? Vayochal Esav ate without a bracha, vayesht, and he drank without a bracha, vayakom, and he got up to leave without saying thank you, vayelach, and he went without benching, vayivez Esav et abchora, and he mocked the firstborn rights. He said, look at that, this fool gave me this delicious meal for what? For the rights to the firstborn. He mocked it. And as he walked out, he had no regrets for what he did. And everyone who heard about it mocked Esav. And Esav started feeling bad because he realized he made a fool of himself. Yes?
Which two was the Shabbat Kayam?
What?
Which two did you do the Shabbat Kayam?
Isha ve'ali kayom. I don't know. Vayhi rav ba'aretz. So there was a famine in the land. So in the land of Israel there's a famine. So there was a famine in Avram's time. This is a famine milevad harav harishon asher haya b'mei Avram. Aside from that first famine that had been in Avram Avinu's time. So here we have to wonder what the pasuk's telling us. What did I think? Continue. So, Vayelech Yitzchak el Avimelech Melech Pelishtim Gerara. So Yitzchak goes to Avimelech, the king of Pelishtim, to the city of Gerar. Vayera el Avadonai. So God appears to him, Vayomer al Tered Mitzrayma. And God says, do not go down to Egypt. Shechon ba'aretz asher omar elecha. I want you to stay in the land that I will tell you. Gur ba'aretz hazot. I want you to live in this land. Gur ba'aretz hazot, ve'yeimecha va'avarecheka. I'll be with you and I will bless you. God tells him, you stay here and I will bless you. Things will go well, as we will see in a minute. And then we will see that things don't go so well. They try to abduct his wife. He digs wells. All they want to do is drink some water. The Philistines fill up his graves with dirt. God just told him, you stick around, things will be good, I'll be with you. And they weren't good on the surface. Guy makes aliyah, he's staying, God tells him, stick around, it's going to be good. Sticks around, there's a recession, there's inflation, the stock market crashes, what's he going to do? So Yitzchak is told by God, God says, stay, stay, it'll be good, I'll bless you. Well, what do we see next? We'll see. His wife is abducted, his wells are filled, he can't even get a cup of water to drink without a fight. That's God's promise? Yes, yes, that is God's promise and that is God's test. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu is told things will go well, I'll take the Jews out of Egypt, and things turn sour, Moshe goes and does what God tells him, and right away things turn bad, things turn worse. Moshe turns to God and says, God, why'd you send me? Things are only worse since I came. What does God tell him? Aval al de'avdim velo mishtakachim. Oh, is it a pity for those that have been lost and you can't find their replacement? The forefathers, look at how many promises I made them, and things weren't so bright and rosy for them. I promise you, it's like things will be well, and things weren't so well for him. He didn't start asking me, hey God, where's the promise? Come on. You promised, God. No. That was a test, and he stood up to the test. So God is telling him a promise now that on the surface seems to be great. God's telling you things will go well. But beneath the surface, we see it was a test that he stood up to. God tells him, stick around, and I'll be with you, and I'll bless you. for to you and your offsprings I will give all of these lands. And I will uphold the promise I promised Abraham your father. I'll make your offsprings multiply like the stars in heavens. Ha'el is like ha'el. And I'll give your seed all of these lands. And all the nations of the land will be blessed because of your children. Your children will be a source of blessing for all the nations around them. When Jerusalem was built, so the land of Israel was a source of blessing for all the economies all around it. Everyone around them flourished. Why? Because Avram listened to me. Why? Our sages tell us, Ekev is gematria 172. Avram Avinu lived 175 years. Right? 175 years minus 172 equals 3. So our sages say, Ekev asher shama Avram bekoli. The number of years, Ekev, 172 years, Avram listened to my voice, meaning at age 3, Avram Avinu discovered his creator. So Gemara in Nedarim, Vayishmo. Okay. Vayishmo mishmalti. Avram Avinu watched my watchings. Mitzvotai chukotav totai. My mitzvos, my statutes, and my toros. And here we see that Avram Avinu kept all the mitzvos of the Torah. Yeah. Lamed Beis. Why? Vayeshev Yitzchak Bigerah. Yitzchak stayed in Gerar. We're holding by Sheni. Vayishalo Anshei HaMakom Neishto. So the people asked about his wife. Vayomer Achotihi. So he said, that's my sister. He's doing everything like his father. Ki yarei lemor ishti ben yargunei Anshei HaMakom al Rivka ki tovat marehi. He was scared of saying she's my wife, lest he be murdered because she was good looking. Notice there's Tovat Mare, Yefat Mare, Yafa, Nosetchen, Vayihi. So he was there for a while. Avimelech looks in and he sees Yitzchak joking, laughing with Rivka, his wife. So it's the middle of the day and they're joking around like a husband and wife. And here you see that husbands and wives joke around. And here you see that even holy people like Yitzchak jokes around with his wife. Vayikra Avimelech. Vayikra Avimelech leYitzchak. So Avimelech calls Yitzchak and he says, hey, she's your wife. How'd you tell me she was your sister? So Yitzchak says, I was scared of getting killed over her. So Avimelech says, what'd you do? The single one in the nation almost slept with your wife and you would have caused us all to sin. Avimelech says, I almost sinned with her. And Avimelech commands the people, no one's allowed to touch them, whoever touches them will die. But he doesn't kick Yitzchak out. Yeah. What?
Does anyone say that the joking was
that? There's a discussion among the Midrashim and the Rishonim, what was the joking? What was going on there? Because it seems like it was happening during daylight hours. And it seems like there was a way someone could peek in. So there's a discussion, how did all this happen? What was going on there? So Yitzchak planted. It was a year of drought. It was a year of famine. And the land was a pretty lousy piece of soil. And nonetheless, he made 100 times what other people made in that type of land. And Hashem really blessed him. So you see, initially things didn't seem to go well. And then suddenly, boom, they do go well. The Gemara tells us, blessing only comes in things that we do. If you don't do, there's no room for blessing. You sit at home and you say, God, help me out. God says, do something, I'll help you out. So you gotta do. So Yitzchak says, God told me I'm gonna have blessing. What can I do? So he plants. He plants, but it's a year of drought. It's not good soil. Yeah, but I gotta do. Now it's up to God. You sit at home, where are you gonna have blessing? My brother always tells the story of a guy who came to the Rebbe. And he asked the Rebbe for a blessing. So the Rebbe asked him, tell me, what do you do? So the guy says, I carry boxes in a warehouse. So the Rebbe says, so what should I bless you? You should have many boxes to carry. You have to have something that can fluctuate. Something that can be a source of blessing. You need to, right, you have to have potential for blessing. So a person can say, he could take, let's say, he has $5,000 in savings. He could take $200, put it in the stock market. Take a certain amount that there should be somewhere you could become rich. If God wants to give you blessing, it shouldn't have to be in a car accident, God forbid, and the insurance company pays you back. You got to give some place for the blessing to come into your life. So Yitzchak plants. God told him he'll be blessed. He plants, and comes out good. We're up to Shlishi. Vayigdal Aish. So the man became great. Vayilech aloch vigadelat ki gadal. Oh, he became awesome. People used to say it's better to do business and buy dung, buy fertilizer from Yitzchak, than it is to take Avimelech's gold and silver. His fertilizer is more productive than Avimelech's gold and silver. They realized that blessing is contingent on the holiness of the person. Vayilo miknei tzon. He had cattle of sheep, miknei vakar, and cattle. Vavudaraba. And he had a lot of workers. Vaykanut oplishtim. So the Philistines were jealous. So that's always the problem. Jews stay in foreign territory. They start doing well. People become jealous. וכול הבירות אשר חפרו עבדי אביו, בימי אברהם אביו, סיתמו פלישתים, והם עלו מחר. So all the different wells that his father's servants had dug, the Philistines filled up. I guess not. ויום רבי מלך יצחק, לך ממנו כי עצמתם מנמות. So רבי מלך tells יצחק, leave us, because you've become too great for us. People don't like someone sticking around who's too great. If you're too impressive, no one likes you. So Yitzchak leaves, he goes to the river of Gerar, and he's there. Doesn't seem like it's too far away, it's the river of Gerar. Yitzchak repeats, he digs the wells that is in the days of his father Abram, they dug, and the Philistines filled them up. After his father died, he renames them like his father named them. And here there's a lot in Chassidut and in Kabbalah on this concept of redigging the wells and giving them the same names. You got to talk to someone who knows this stuff, not me. So the servants dig by the river. They see a well of live water. Our sages tell us that if you see a well in your dream, you're seeing peace. Because we see that the well in the Torah is called Be'er Mayim Chaim. Rabbi Nosson says, if you see a well, means you found Torah. Because Be'er Mayim Chaim is a reference, Motzi Matza Chaim, it's a reference to Torah. Panachal means near the river. So I could tell you whatever I think, but I don't know.